Yeah, thank you, Anya. So just before answering your question, just wanted to a little comment on does it make us more stupid? It's interesting that the pop culture and science fiction, you know, have really explored technology and AI in particular, and many of the time they look at possibilities, it ends up pretty badly, right? Whether it's War Games movie in the 80s or 2001 Space Odyssey and things. And I think that really gives us a good indication that you should not let machines decide without the human touch, right? And then further on the road, some specialists such as one of your friends, by the way, Anya Stewart-Russell, who kind of looked at, you know, rediscovering the three laws of robotics that comes also from Isaac Asimov, and kind of said that at the end of the day, we really need to look at what we want AI to do. And if you just telling a machine that I want this to be done by you, machine, means that machine will take whatever possibilities to reach the outcome and the goal. So you better be totally, totally sure of the goal you put into a machine. And when I sort of reflect, which is not my expertise, but in terms of armaments, I think that autonomous weapons just don't make sense with that in mind. But anyway, back to your question. So this keyword, our main keywords really is trust. And in ICRC, we sort of believe that we know trust in real world quite a bit because that's the way we operate into all the conflict zones. And we've been reflecting on what does trust mean in digital environment. And we obviously do not have an answer because it will take probably more years and a lot more work to do. But this is also a reason why technologies, one you mentioned earlier was blockchain, and many organizations, and whether public or governmental or private, are now embarking into digital identity on blockchain or different things on blockchain. And we haven't yet because, you know, you don't, on one end, you have the technology, and blockchain is really nascent in that area. So that's one reason not to test with real people, probably, and especially not when it's about, I suppose, you know, exposed communities or affected populations. You don't want to test these technologies. But there are some other kind of questions around it, and blockchain is really about also when we hear from the super expert in blockchain that it takes so much energy to just mine one blockchain, you just think it doesn't make sense. So there are many reasons not to do it. And when we factor the human touch into that, and also the fact that trust is easily broken and long to get, if we are engaged into a certain part of the world for decades, building the trust, and you suddenly switch to a digital tool, because yes, I'm going to convince you that it's going to be cheaper, faster, better, God knows what. Again, breaking the trust means that, you know, you won't be able to get back to the test. So technology such as blockchain, again, putting iris scan of you know, migrant or internally displaced people, doesn't sound a good thing to be done. And you don't also know what's going to come after. We know now that you can predict some diseases based on iris scans. So, you know, once you've put all these affected population into this kind of systems or databases, that one of the good advantages that they cannot be hacked or not modified, let's say. But that is it really something you want to do? Then you have laws coming in, of course, and GDPR in Europe sort of conflicting quite a bit with some of this technology. So in our case, again, we do put trust as the overarching principle when we talk about digitalizing our programs and actions. But then we also put the human always at the center to verify, again, testing again, trust that we're not going to do harm more than bringing benefits.